Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Michelle Ketterman, the author of The Game of No Limits, about how to create the life that you really want. And later in the hour, Michelle will also be giving away free sessions with her. So be sure and stay tuned for that. But first, let's start with our healing meditation. And last week, we did a healing meditation for politicians to help them stop competing and start collaborating. And, you know, I want to expand on that. And because we all have those times of competition and comparing ourselves to others, and that does not serve anyone. It doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve those around us. So today, our healing meditation is going to be for anyone who is experiencing some difficulty around competing with others or comparing themselves to others, and that would be true for all of us at certain times. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in. Anyone who is competing or comparing. One more deep breath in and release it. And thank you for sharing that. So Sunday, I took a long drive, and I've started calling these my driving meditations because that's really what they're about. And I always get some good insights. I sometimes get some answers to problems I've been struggling with. And sometimes things just pop up for me that are things I need to focus on in the moment. And actually, one of the things that popped up for me on this drive on Sunday was around competing with others as I was driving. So that's part of why it was on my mind. But in today's light bulb moment, I'm going to share a little bit more about what the value of doing a driving meditation is, and then how you can do one so that you can get the benefit from doing that as well. So that'll be during the light bulb moment later in the show. And I'm just going to jump right in to introducing today's guest because I know she has so much great information to share. And we had a great conversation last week during our pre-interview call, and I'm really excited for you guys to hear what Michelle has to share with us. So let me introduce her. Michelle Ketterman, America's home-based business strategist, is an award-winning business owner, passionate entrepreneurs advocate, and avid gardener. She using the experiences of a childhood spent with a violent drug addict. At age 5, Michelle began formulating what would come to be known as the Game of No Limits. She mentors and speaks about staying motivated and focused, calming the chaos, planning for and expecting prosperity, and finding joy. Michelle encourages everyone to spell out their unique definition of success. Armed with little more than tenacity, strong ethics, and the unshakable belief that her vision would be realized, Michelle beat the odds and defined her own personal success. Under Michelle's direction, processes, and big picture planning, her simple idea became the largest and most trusted third-party home and business inventory company in the world. She's known for being honest, fair, and getting to the point as quickly as possible because she believes there is no limit to what each of us can achieve once we know who we are and what we truly love. Let's welcome Michelle Ketterman to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Laura. That was a wonderful way to start the show with a meditation.
Well, that's become standard for the Tuesday show. I've been doing it for, I don't know how long, maybe 4 or 5 months. And I love just everybody coming together and the power of us together being able to make changes.
It's amazing. That was wonderful.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad that you found value in it, too.
Absolutely.
So, the Game of No Limits, I'm just diving in right here. And, you know, I want to ask you why it's called the Game of No Limits.
You know, Laura, I struggled for a long time with what to call it. And I came up with all these really cool names, and they just didn't ring a bell. They did not make sense to me. They didn't resonate on that deeper level. And so I was sitting at my computer one day, and I was having a little bit of a meditation myself, and I said, I am literally just opening myself up to what this project should be called. And the Game of No Limits just happened. I wish
popped
I could take credit for it. It just happened.
Well, you know, it's all inspiration, right? You
mm-hmm.
know, it all comes from, you know, that higher place within ourselves. So
absolutely.
You do get credit for it, but it came from spirit.
Well, and it was amazing, too, because then about a week later, I was on a coaching call with my coach, who coaches me, and I said, you know, I'm really working on the book, and out of nowhere, she said, I just am so glad that you're really embracing the idea of just, like, playing this game without any limits, Michelle. And I thought, you ever have those minutes where you think, okay, here's my sign and my sign that just, you know, gave me a double take? So then it was just a no-brainer that it was called the Game of No Limits for a reason.
Well, and you know, I mean, to me, the fact that you call it the game, to me, that takes away the, what's the word? You know, I mean, it doesn't make it so intense. Mm-hmm. It's like, if we look at it as a game that we, so maybe before I say that, I'll say that and then I'll let you describe it because listeners are probably going, well, what the hell is the Game of No Limits? I haven't had you describe it yet. But if we look at this process as a game, then what we manifest, whether it turns out to be exactly what we thought it would be or not, it's not as serious as mm-hmm. if we're like, oh my God, this is life and death. And if I fail or succeed, those
That's
big
exactly
words.
Right.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
what happens when you say, let's coach, let's get to the bottom of this, let's really get to know your baggage, then you put up these walls and you think, ick. And so
yeah, exactly.
I come from a place of I literally believed I was mentally retarded until I was in third or fourth grade. I mean, this was not a nice drug addict that I grew up with. This was a very violent, mean drug addict. And so I came from a place of never being told that it was okay to be loved and just never having any fun. And when someone has that much chaos that they can't harness, it turns into ugliness.
Yeah.
And so because of that, because the first 18 years of my life were not exactly ideal, I chose, and I still choose every single day, I have fun. So one of my mottos is every day's a holiday, every meal's a feast. And when you go several days without food, believe me, every meal's a feast.
Right.
And so I really believe in the power of words. I believe in the power of words. They're your wand. They can create chaos or they can create magic. And so because I wasn't allowed to have very much fun growing up, well, dang it, every opportunity I have now to have fun, I have fun. And so what's the best way to do a, for lack of a better term, a self-help approach? Make a game of it. And it's a game. It's awesome. And the amazing, amazing thing is we get to define our personal success. So for me, I always wanted to be a published writer. I was published many, many years ago, and I love being able to say that. Well, someone else might not give one hoot about becoming a published writer. That might mean nothing to them. So I can't say this is a game of no limits for everyone. No, it's everyone has their very own game of no limits.
Right,
so
right.
What I'm so proud about in this book, I'm so proud of this, is I broke every rule you can imagine. So the business people say, write a book, and then you can write a workbook and make money off of that. And then, nope, this book is the workbook. This is a freestanding project. It's because people don't understand. They can literally do anything they want. They have the opportunity to even define it. So,
and on that note, we need to take a break. And when we come back to the break, I'm going to have you give an overview of what the game of no limits is, so that so the audience can understand what it is that they're going to get from playing the game of no limits.
Perfect.
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Michelle will share with you how you can play the game of no limits. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Michelle Ketterman, author of The Game of No Limits. And before we continue talking about the game, Michelle, I want to make sure everybody knows how to find you, how to find your book, how to find your services. So can you share that information for listeners?
I'd be happy to. I'm on Twitter, Ketterman Says, and Ketterman is just like Letterman, but with a K.
Okay,
and on, yep, Ketterman. And I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/KettermanSays. And you can find everything about me at michelleketterman.com.
Great. So can people buy the book there?
Well, what they can do is just go to gameofnolimits.com, and that'll take you right to Amazon.
Okay, great. Perfect. Lovely. So let's back up a step, because I just dove in deep because I was so excited. And, you know, just give kind of an overview of what is the Game of No Limits and why would I want to play it?
Well, what the Game of No Limits does is, just like any game, you have a rule book. So if you're going to play Monopoly or Sorry or even Crazy Eights or Old Maid, some of those games, Slapjack, that we played as kids, they may not have had an official rule book, but they had rules that were handed down that everybody knew about. The Game of No Limits is exactly that same thing. I mean, we're talking today about how to get unstuck, which is so critical. So what happens is, we go through life, and women and men both, we hear things. So we hear limits. So what exactly are limits? All limits are, it's just a lifetime of measurements by people that think that they believe these limits because they've been told these limits. So there's limits you can't break. Like, obviously, we can't fly without mechanical means.
Right.
But what the Game of No Limits does is, it says, you know what? What happens to me doesn't define me, but what I do with it does. And so it says, okay, so what do you want for your physical? What do you want for your financial, for your spiritual, for your professional, for your personal? What do you want in all of those areas? And then push it. Push it. So if you're playing the Game of No Limits and you're currently making $20,000 a year, you're not going to play the Game of No Limits to make $20,500 a year. You're going to say, what is my dream? When I close my eyes, what do I want? What do I want? So do I want to go on vacation, or do I want a vacation home? But it's literally play the game of no limits, because we can do anything that we want to do, really. But the book isn't just about defining it, because that's really important. You need to define it. But then you write it as if it already happened. And so if you talk about your favorite vacation day, and you say, oh my gosh, and I was in Puerto Rico, and it was amazing. Oh, and the white sands and the old casas and the haciendas, and you go on and on, you get so excited. But if you think about, oh, and one day I'm going to go to Paris, and gosh, it's going to be great, and well, that didn't happen. So you're not nearly as excited as if you would be if you're relaying something that already happened,
that you already experienced.
Exactly. So what the Game of No Limits does is, it takes the basic stuff. What do you want to do? Because you can do anything. Once you get all that chatter, and once you get all those, you can't, you can't, you can't, you'll never, when you get all of those, that BS that people have told you your whole life, when you get that out of your brain, and you're really able to get to what you really want, not what mom told you, not what your husband tells you, what you really want, that's when things start happening. And that's truly where the magic is. And by magic, I don't mean this big, mysterious, mystical thing. I literally mean, last year, my Game of No Limits said I was going to do, I think it was 4 books. Well, I ended up doing 6 books last year. Now, they were all industry books. They were industry books. They were dry, boring business books. But that was my goal then. And so the whole premise with Game of No Limits is you play it every year and you get so excited about it, but then, and I don't want to give everything away, but it's so powerful, then you record it and you listen to it all the time. And so,
well, and that, you know, that was something, because I went through the book this weekend, through the workbook, and that was something that I really resonated with, was actually voice recording your intentions.
It's so important, and when you record it, like it already happened. And so, for example, a lot of my clients are business owners. And so they have a very difficult time hearing their own voice saying, and I made $50,000 this year. So we work on it together, and I record it as if I'm a reporter saying how amazing their year was.
Wow, that's great.
It's powerful stuff, Laura, and it's so simple.
So you know what it reminds me of is I can't even remember where I got this tool from, but several years ago, I learned this tool called power walking, where you go for a walk and you can do it with someone else, but I do it by myself and I just talk out loud like I'm talking to someone else. And so it's the same thing. I'm saying, oh, and this happened and that happened, and I was so excited about this other thing. And yeah, I think the talking out loud is very helpful. And then, you know, what you're saying, when you record it for them to hear a third party talking about it, I think would be amazing.
It's so powerful. And it's not things like, and in 2013, their business made $50,000. No, it's things like, and in 2013, they celebrated because their business goals far surpassed their projections. And their husband did this, or their children did this. My husband laughs because my 2012 Game of No Limits said, and my husband got a promotion, and we live on the water. Now, we lived in Dallas when 2012 started.
Uh-huh.
In November of 2012, we moved to Jacksonville, Florida. Now, I'm not saying anything, except that was never, ever, ever in any plan or any realm of possibility till I play the Game of No Limits with what I wanted. So, but it's just, it's so powerful, and... You know, my Twitter handle is Ketterman Says, and my Pinterest, all my stuff is Ketterman Says, and people say, why? And I tell them, because when somebody says, who do you think you are? Who ever told you you could do what you wanted? You tell them Ketterman Says, because we can do anything we want. I mean, if you think about it, if you move all those limits out of the way, we really, every single one of us are in... We are an irresistible magnet for phenomenal success. We are, but we get in our own way.
Right, right.
And we allow other people to. So it's powerful, it's quick, it's simple, and I'm really thrilled. I'm really excited about it. And here's what's so funny. I've been working on this book forever, and I always felt like ick, because I didn't want it to be, you know, oh, poor Michelle, this is what happened when she was younger, because that's not who I am. It happened to me, but that's not how I define myself.
Right.
And so I'm really proud that I'm able to take that and say, this is where I was, this is where I am, and this is how you can do it too, whatever you want to be.
So you say that you started working on this in some form, in a five-year-old form, during that week when you were locked in the basement when you were five.
Yes.
So what was going through your mind then? Do you remember?
I do, actually. First off, I remember thinking, it's so scary down here. But I literally remember thinking, she's crazy. There's something not right.
So you knew that it wasn't about you.
I knew it. And at 5 years old, I remember thinking to myself, no matter how many times she knocks me down, I'm getting back up. Because at some point, I have to get out of the basement. Something's going to happen, and I have to, you know, someone's going to miss me or something. Now, I wasn't able to form those sort of thoughts, but
right,
in hindsight, my thought of, it doesn't matter however many times she knocks me down, I'm getting right back up. And that's what I did, and it's amazing. It's amazing what you can do when you make the conscious decision to... what's going to define you. It's absolutely,
right.
I'm not a victim. Oh my gosh, no way. No way. Are you kidding? And it's because of what...
I can hear it in your voice. No, you're not.
It's because I choose not to be. And it's not a matter of, you know, with a tissue in hand saying, I choose not to be a victim today. It's that it literally never even crosses my mind, ever. Because it happened. And here's the funny thing. As wacky and chaotic as it was, I'm grateful for every single experience I had. Every single... you know, wound and black eye, whatever the case may be, I'm grateful for every single one because that, it's all math. That all adds up to this amazing life that I have right now. And it's phenomenal.
I am so excited to hear you say that because I say that myself, but I have not had as traumatic of a life as you have had. And so some people might think, oh, it's easy for you to say that, Laura, you've had a great life. And so I'm really pleased to hear you say it too, because that is my belief that, you know, everything that happens to us happens for a reason. We learn from it, we grow from it, and we get value from it.
It's so true. And it's funny that you say that because I've actually had people say to me, well, I've had it worse than you, Michelle. And it's so funny when you're talking about competition and what an easy competition.
And right. So why would you want to have it worse than someone
else? Exactly. Well, you know, that's the name badge that some people really, really enjoy wearing. I choose not to.
Exactly.
You know, and so my response is always, well, gosh, good for you. I mean, that means a lot to you. I'm glad I can give you that.
Yeah, really. You may have that crown of I had it the worst.
Absolutely. Shoot, take the sash and the tiara too. I don't want it.
And yeah, on that note, it is our break time once again. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Michelle about the game of no limits and talk about giving away a free session with Michelle. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Michelle Ketterman, author of The Game of No Limits. And Michelle is she actually has two giveaways, but we're going to do the caller giveaway first. And so Michelle is going to give away a free 60-minute coaching session on The Game of No Limits to the first caller at 800-930-2819. Again, it's 800-930-2819. You can call in now. And while people are calling, Michelle, can you just say a little bit about what the session is like?
Oh, I would love to, because it's a blast. We actually walk through your entire Game of No Limits. Then I write it up for you, because it's sometimes people are hesitant their first time because they don't understand how to just like pack it with the punch.
Right.
And so
right.
I will write it. I'll write it for you. And then if you want, I'll even record it for you.
Very good. So first caller at 800-930-2819. And then you also have something free for anybody who wants it. So even the people who are not listening live can get in on this. So why don't you talk about that?
Absolutely. It's at michelleketterman.com/Laura Longley. And it is a pregame workbook. So what it is it's 25 pages to get you in the zone, if you will, of what is my favorite memory? What makes me the happiest? What do I avoid? And to just get your mind in that right place. It's full of all kinds of really amazing pictures. It's a real visual type thing too. And it's for people that maybe aren't ready to do the Game of No Limits, or maybe that think, gosh, I don't, you know, it's not, maybe I'm not ready. I'll just say that. It helps bridge that. Everybody is ready when they just have to know they're ready. And so the pregame workbook helps put people in that place of, okay, I'm getting to know myself a little better.
Great. And so, again, the URL is?
MichelleKetterman.com/Laura Longley. And Laura, I'm just going to leave that up forever, and it's free, so anybody can just go and, yeah, oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. I love what you're doing for your listeners, and I do anything I can to support a host that is so passionately driven like you are, Laura.
Well, thank you. And I thank you for the listeners too, that gift that you have to offer them. And we still have the session available. So call in at 800-930-2819, because if you guys don't, I'm going to take it. So
absolutely.
Somebody get on the phone.
And I will tell you, Laura, I've had clients that have said, Michelle, I made $500 last year. That's it. And I've helped them, you know, increase that. I've had people that have said, I just need help with my marriage. And so we've worked through that. Now, I'm not a marriage counselor by any stretch, but we did their Game of No Limits.
Right, but just setting out, what do they want in their relationship?
Exactly. So it doesn't have to be business, or it can be anything. But it will change you, that's for sure.
Well, and I am a huge believer in setting intentions, and I have seen it manifest in my own life when I have done it consistently. And you know, I mean, I know that one of the things you talk about in the workbook is you define what you want, not how you're going to get it.
Oh, absolutely.
And I have seen things show up in my own life in ways I couldn't even have put down on paper, because it never would have occurred to me that it would show up that way.
That's where the magic happens.
Yeah. So it really is very powerful to ask for what you want, to put it out there like, hey, I got this.
It already happened. And I say in the book, affirmations, schmaffirmations. I don't do affirmations. I do declarations. I stomp my foot And I just go, heck yeah, this happened, and this is amazing, and I'm so excited.
You're the second guest I've had on who talks about declaration. Mm-hmm. And the other person is a woman who does dream interpretation. And so it was about, you know, I declare, you know, this dream, blah, blah, you know, I'm going to have this dream around this thing that I want information on. And, you know, I agree with both of you that really mm-hmm. a declaration is much more powerful than an affirmation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I do like the word intention, because it's like, this is what I intend. This is what's going to happen. So
it's so important, too, because if you say, it's nice to meet you and my intention is, or welcome to the show and my intention is, it's not only for you, it also lets other people know, this is my goal here. So
right.
Hopefully, you know, together we all know my intention, so we can all hold each other up to that intention.
Great. Yes. And we do have a winner for the free session. And
yay.
It's Lori from Connecticut. So thank you, Lori. Very nice to hear from you. And I'm glad that you got this great session with Michelle. And so Michelle will be getting in contact with you to schedule that out.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
I'm disappointed because now I don't get to do it.
Well, Dee, maybe if you set your intention, I'll call you later this week, and I don't know.
There you go. Absolutely. So, you know, one thing that I want to ask about, because I think that this is something that you have to offer that not everyone does because of your background, because of your childhood. Mm-hmm. So when we're in that stuck place of a lot of things maybe going on around us that are outside of our control.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
You know, there's a couple things. One of the things that I love to tell people is stop and think about where you are the wealthiest. And so, for example, I have a girl that I've been working with, and she said, gosh, I'm so broke. And I'll never. Well, you have to stop right there, because you're creating this place where
yes.
you're broke, you'll never have, you betcha, your wish
right.
is my command.
Right.
But, and so what I do is I always remind people, okay, well, I know people that have spent $100,000 on in vitro and it hasn't worked, and you have five children that love and adore you. Where are you a millionaire? Where are you prospering? Focus on that, because it's everywhere. I mean, I wake up every morning and I literally say, two eyes, two arms, two feet, thank you. I'm thrilled
yes.
to death, literally jubilant that I have two arms, two eyes, and two feet that actually work. What happens is we get so stuck in this, I need everything. I need all of this stuff. Stuff is just stuff.
Right.
Everything you need is inside of you anyway. You just need to know what steps to take to get the outside stuff, the quote-unquote stuff that you want. You just need to know how to make all that happen. And, you know, that old saying is so true. Just get out of your own way.
Right.
And so figure out what you want. I have so many times people, and a lot of times, quite frankly, they're members of my own family, and I say, what do you want? You know, just to be happy. You know. Well, what does happiness look like, smell like, taste like, feel like? What does it look like? Is it green? Or is it yellow? Is it you snowboarding down a mountain in August? Or what does happy look like? And so you can't get it if you don't know what it is you're looking for.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So part of your thing is you have to be very specific.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, for example, I had a client that said, you know, I just want to be able to get up and go whenever I feel like it. Well, get up and go whenever I feel like it. There's no details there. So the same way that most people don't just hop in the car and say, we're going on vacation, we'll be back at some point when we get to somewhere, and then we're done doing something. It's the same thing. It's absolutely the same thing. So with my client that said that, we nailed down to what she really wanted was a cabin up in the Smoky Mountains. Well, that's phenomenal. So her game of no limits was a cabin in the Smoky Mountains with a creek in the backyard. I mean, it was, she had full details that she paid cash for that they visit at least 6 times a year with her family. And so the more detail you put into it, and here's what else is really cool. My game of no limits is less than 3 minutes long.
So your recording of it, you mean?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So it's not this huge thing at all. Is you do it, and then it just becomes a part of your life, and then you get excited about it. It's amazing.
Right. And I don't think we finished saying about this recording earlier in the show where you record it. Then you listen to it every day.
I listen to it a lot, Laura. So it's on my iPad. It's on my iPhone. So I listen to it last thing before I go to sleep and then first thing when I wake up and every single time I get in my car. So
it's
Mondays,
in your consciousness all the time.
Always. So Mondays I have water aerobics and I have a violin lesson and I have a chiropractic appointment. So I listen to it when I get in my car, then when I go here, and then when I get back in my car to go to my next place, I listen to it there. So it's, and it's on my desktop. So sometimes it's 10 or 20 times a day that
wow.
I listen to it. And what gets really cool,
you listen to it.
Yeah, is after you listen to it for a little bit, then you start memorizing it.
Right, absolutely. It just runs through your head probably even without listening to it.
It's amazing. Now, you don't have to do it by year, but because I own a business, everything for me is the calendar year. And so October is when I redo all my business plans.
Well, and so this is a great time of year for people.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, Michelle, we've just sped through our time together, and we're coming up on the end of our interview. So I would love for you to share once again how people can find you and where they can get that free download.
Absolutely. They can find me at michelleketterman.com. My email is findme@michelleketterman.com, so that's easy. And the download, this is the important part, the free unlimited download is at michelleketterman.com/Laura Longley.
Thanks so much, Michelle. This was really a fun time and a useful, informative time, too.
I'm very grateful for the time that we had, and I'm just really grateful for discovering your show, Laura. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about driving meditations. I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Where do you desire to go in your life?
Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Michelle Ketterman, author of The Game of No Limits. And you can find out more about Michelle at michelleketterman.com. And also remember, she's got that great giveaway to anyone who wants it at michelleketterman.com/Laura Longley. So I hope lots of you take advantage of that. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in life when you're feeling stuck. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. And every day I have a different topic that I'm talking about that is one that can help you get unstuck. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO, and always at my website, thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had some really great guests on the show over the year plus that I've been doing it, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And I'm thinking of using December as revisiting some of the guests that we've had over the past year that you guys really liked and want to hear more from. So I would love for you to email me or on Facebook post a comment with who you would like to have come back in the month of December and be a guest again on the show. And my email is laura@lauralongley.com. So at the beginning of the show, I was talking about this drive that I did on Sunday and how I've really started calling these long drives I sometimes do a driving meditation. And the way I started doing these was I started doing them about 7 years ago, and it started as a way for me to decompress. At that point in my life, I had just started grad school. I was working full time. I was the single parent of a 10-year-old. And my life was really pretty stressful. There was a lot going on. And so lots of times on a weekend when my son was at his dad's, I would just get in the car and drive all day long. And lots of times I'd listen to a book on CD, and it was just a way for me to quit thinking about everything. Being out of the house helped me not feel like I needed to be doing something like laundry or cleaning or, you know, all the things we think we need to do when we're at home. So that's how I got started doing it, and it worked in that way for me for several years. And then I found over the last year or so that, no, that doesn't really speak to me anymore. And then what started speaking to me was doing these long drives without listening to a book on CD, so that it really was just me, myself, and I, all by myself, nothing to distract me. And so I was just there with myself. And what I have found is that when I do these, I get lots of insights and you know, I have inspiration come to me. I might get an insight on a problem I'm having, or I might just have an inspiration about something that I want to do. And both of those things happened for me this past Sunday when I was doing my driving meditation. One of the things that came up was, and I mentioned this at the top of the hour too, was this idea about competition and comparing. And this wasn't new for me, but it showed up in a new way with a new understanding. And what happened was that I was driving and I was on a freeway, and this guy passed me and then got in front of me and started going slower than me. And so I waited a few minutes to see if he would speed up, and he didn't. And so I passed him and then got back in front of him in the slow lane. We were driving in the slow lane. And then, wouldn't you know, he pulls out again to pass me. And I found myself speeding up so that he couldn't pass me. And I went, wait a minute, what in the world are you doing? So that was, I was competing with him. And I'm going, well, you know, why do I need to do that? I don't need to do that. I need to just find what is comfortable for me. What's a comfortable speed for me to drive at? And I don't care what he's doing. So anyway, that's the kind of thing that comes up for me sometimes when I'm doing these drives. And I also, as I said, I just kind of have inspirations about things too. And one of the things that occurred to me was this idea of it's all about me and how really everything is all about me. In my life, in your life, everything's all about you because it's all for your learning and for your growth. So those are some of the things that come up for me. 2 weeks ago, I did a drive, got some great information on a problem that had been plaguing me for a couple of weeks. And it happened really early, like within the first hour of the drive. So I've found it really fruitful. The other thing is that, and I love that Michelle talked about recording your intentions, is I've started using the voice recorder on my phone when I'm doing these drives so that I don't forget the inspirations that I have. I just turn on the voice recorder, do a little 1 minute blurb of, oh yeah, here's something that came to mind so that I don't forget it. And then the other thing that I have learned about doing these drives is that it's a safe place for emotions to emerge because we all need to process emotions that come through. And right now I live by myself, but that's only been true for the past year or so. And so it's not always comfortable or easy to find the privacy that we sometimes feel we need in order to go through, you know, a crying jag or maybe expressing anger in a loud way. And hey, guess what? You can do that in the car and nobody cares, you know? So what if the guy driving next to me sees me crying? I don't know that person and I'll never see him again after the next 30 seconds. So who cares, right? And the same with anger. You know, a friend of mine told me about this one, you know, pound the steering wheel, yell and scream. And, you know, nobody can hear you. So who cares? Big deal. So those are some of the ways that I have found a driving meditation to be really helpful. So just to summarize as our light bulb moment, you know, here's how you can do it too. Plan a day when you can just take off on your own. Choose a route that will be interesting to you. And for me, I find if it's too much freeway driving or something too familiar, then it feels kind of stagnant to me because what you see may trigger emotions or past experiences that you need to process. And let whatever comes, come. Express emotions, you know, if that's tears or anger or whatever. Record your insights and your inspirations that come up so that you can remember. And you can do some of this by bus or train also. The processing of emotions, not so much. But the rest of it you can do just by riding a bus or a train. So that's this week's light bulb moment. So I want to remind you again that I would love to have December be revisiting guests that have been really great for you. So I want to hear who you want to come back on the show and share more. So email me, Laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. You can sign up to receive the newsletter at thelauralongleyshow.com and Facebook page. I'm posting there very consistently every day with a new topic each day for us to focus on. So I would love for you to come and join us there as well. And that is on Facebook, The Laura Longley Show. I want to thank my guest today, Michelle Ketterman, for sharing the game of no limits with us and also being so generous to give us this download that everyone will have access to. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday, I'm going to have as my guest New Thought singer-songwriter Karen Drucker. I'm really excited. I love her songs. They are really inspirational and meaningful. And I'm looking forward to sharing some of her music with you and her life lessons because she's also written a book. So tune in live at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern next Monday. I hope you can join us. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio. The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. transformationtalkradio.com.